begin today's shiur. Today's shiur is part two of our class on learning to navigate your Seder plate. It's some of the lachos, the lamdus, of what goes into our Seder plate and why things are placed where they are. So if you remember last week, we discussed the Seder plate of the Ramah. It's on page number one of your source sheet. And if you recall, the Ramah's entire Seder plate is predicated on the principle of Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvos, that one should not pass over one mitzvah to get to the other mitzvah. We discussed that, according to the Ramah, dictates the placement of the karpas on the Seder plate. According to the Ramah, that's also why every Friday night, you and I have to place the bottom challah, the top challah, a little bit before, if you recall that entire sugya. And we discussed various elements of the sugya of Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvos. That was all source number one of the Seder plate from last week, is to exactly why it is that according to the Ramah, we structure the Seder plate the way that we do. This week, I want to do pictures number two and three, and I want to start by discussing the Seder plate of the Gra, of the Vilna Gaon. Now, if you look at picture number three on the source sheets that I posted there, you'll notice almost immediately that the Gra has only two matzahs at his Seder table. You and I, I'm guessing, most of us, have three matzahs at our Seder table. So why is it that while we have three matzahs at the Seder table, the Vilna Gaon's minhag was to only have two matzahs at the Seder table? What is the lumdus behind it? What is the sugya behind that? Perhaps to give us a little bit of a better understanding as to why that's the case. To begin, though, I want to ask the following question. Why is it... Oh, someone just shared their screen. Please stop that. Why is it that we don't make a bracha rishona on maror? Why is it, right? We know that when we come to the Seder, and when it comes time for maror, we make a bracha of al achilas maror, but we do not make a borei pri adama. Now, why is that the case? So if you look at source number 18 on the source sheets that I gave you there, you'll notice that Tosfos and Pesachim asks this question. It's based on the Gemara. But Tosfos offers three suggestions. And those three suggestions really formulate the backdrop to everything that it is we're going to talk about. Source number, suggestion number one says, Tosfos, V'nira de'ein sarach levarech borei pri adama. You don't need to make a borei pri adama. Why? Because even though Haggadah is a hefsik from the previous borei pri adama that you made earlier, namely on the karpas, nonetheless, you do not need to go back and make a second borei pri adama on the maror, says Tosfos. Why? Mikol makom birchas hamotzi potarasan. Dahavilu dvarim habayim beso chasuda machmas hasuda. We know, we've been learning Maseches Brachos for the last 2 years in our afternoon kolel, so we know that things that come as part of the Seuda, you don't need to make a separate bracha on it. So for example, if I wash and make Hamotzi, and then I'm going to have something as part of the Seuda, so I don't need to make a separate bracha Rishona on that food, because it's already covered by my Berchas Hamotzi. Says Tosfos in suggestion number one, that is why we do not make a separate bracha on Maror. Because by the time we get to Mar, we've already said Hamotzi. We've already made Hamotzi on the matzahs. Therefore, that's going to cover the Mar that we're about to eat. Says Tosfos, you don't need to make a separate Bracha Rishona. You don't need to make a Borei Pri Adama on your Mar. But then Tosfos quotes the opinion, a very famous opinion, of Rav Yosef Tuv Elman. As we'll see, this opinion appears not only here in Maseches Pesachim, but it actually appears and Maseches Brachos as well. So it connects both Pesach and to what we've been learning for the last 2 years. And if you look in source number 18, Rav Yosef Tuv Elam says the following. V'Rav Yosef Tuv Elam Kasav, Besidro, Lama Shar Yirakos Ba'in Tchila Liftor Chazeres Mibircha Haru'ila. Right? Why is it that you don't need a bracha on Maror, says Rav Yosef Tuv Elam? It's very simple. We had the Karpas all the way earlier in our Seder. The Borei Pri Adama that we make on Karpas covers the Maror that you and I are going to eat later on. And therefore, says Rav Yosef Tuv Elam, you don't need it. Lemash lama shar yirachos bain tchila. Why did you need Karpas earlier? The answer is, liftor chazeres mi bracha ruyila. The answer is to get us out of this problem of do I or do I not make a bracha rishon on the Maror, says Rav Yosef Tuv Elam, it's very easy. The Karpas that I did earlier covers my maror in its borei pri adama. So again, the question we have is, why is it that we don't make a borei pri adama on our maror? Tosos' first suggestion is it's Dvarim HaBayim Mitoch HaSuda, that I don't need to. Then he quotes Rav Yosef Tuvalim, who says, no. Really, you should need a bracha. But the reason why you don't is because of the karpas that you ate all the way at the beginning of the Suda, that actually covers the maror that you're going to eat later on in the Suda. And then Tosos gets very upset. And he rejects Rav Yosef Tuvalim for three reasons. Two of them I quoted for you in the source sheets. First, Tosos says, Velesa. Tosos says, I do not understand that. Number one, Daha Mishum Hekeira. Tosos says, no, the Gemara itself is explicit. That the reason why you and I eat karpas at the beginning of the Suda is not because we want to fulfill the mitzvah of Maror later on in the mitzvah, or fulfill the bracha of Maror later on in the Seder. Rather, the reason why you and I make a bracha and have karpas at the beginning of the Seder is because of a hekera. We want our children and our grandchildren, or this year our spouses, or if we're by ourselves, we'll ask the questions to ourselves. But we want people to wonder, why is this night different than all other nights, says Tosos. So the reason why we have karpas at the beginning of the Seder is not because later on in the Seder, I'm going to want to make a bracha on Mara and this is going to get me out of that. No, says Tosos. Karpas is only there for hekera. Then Tosos says a second answer. And this second answer is the critical one for all of us. He says, "V'lo shayich kan chavilos ella betrei mili." Says Tosos, don't worry about this concept called mitzvos chavilos, namely, you're not allowed to bundle two mitzvos together, because that only applies in two separate things, but not when two things are one and the same. Now, what is Tosos talking about here? What is this concept, first of all, of chavilos? Why is Tosos mentioning it? And what would Rav Yosef Tuvalim therefore hold? Tosos clearly feels that the reason why Rav Yosef Tuvalim does not want you to make both a Borei Pri Adama and an Al Achilas Mar on the Mar is because he holds of this principle that we'll see in a second of Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos. We try not to bundle together two mitzvos at the same time. If you look in source number 16, why is it that we try not to bundle mitzvos together at the same time? The Rashbam says, "Demechzi alei kamasoi." It appears like we're making those mitzvos a burden, right? In English, we have a phrase for that. It's called, "I want to kill two birds with one stone." We don't try to do that with mitzvos. We don't try to take the easy way out when it comes to mitzvos. And so, says Rav Yosef Tuvalim, if we were to make both an al achilas mar and a borei pri adama, it would be chavilos. It would be like I'm bundling two mitzvos together. What are the two mitzvos? One is the mitzvah of al achilas mar, which is a birchas mitzvah. The other is borei pri adama, which is a birchas hanenin. To make a birchas hanenin and a birchas mitzvah on the same exact thing, says Rav Yosef Tuvalim, is chavilos. I see some people, by the way, are asking me about the source sheets. I posted in the chat. So if you go to right the beginning of the chat, you'll notice that there are source sheets. I posted them. Simply click on it and it will allow you to download it. Okay? So that was Rav Yosef Tuvalim's concern. Rav Yosef Tuvalim's concern is if I make two brachas on the same thing, then it is chavilos. It's as if I'm bundling mitzvos together. Tosos rejects that. And what does Tosos say? V'lo shayich kan chavilos. This is not chavilos. Why? Ella betrei mili. This concept of chavilos only applies betrei mili. It only applies in two different things. But if it's the same thing, then chavilos are not going to apply. What's Tosos talking about here? So if you go backwards in your source sheet to page number 7, source number 15, the Gemara in Psachim, earlier on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, gives us a little bit of an intro into this sugya of chavilos. And the Gemara has the following scenario. What happens if you and I, Friday afternoon, are having this delicious, glorious meal, or it's going to happen next year actually, because Purim is going to be on Friday, and there will be the possibility that your Purim Suda will go into Shabbos. But let's say we're having a delicious, scrumptious meal on Erev Shabbos, and lo and behold, I haven't yet benched, I'm eating my meal, and all of a sudden it's Shabbos. So what do? So the Gemara quotes various opinions of whether you should bench and then make Kiddush,
whether you should go ad shetechshach. And then the Gemara says, gamru kos rishon mevarech alem berchas hamazon v'asheni omar alav kedushas hayom. So you're supposed to have two cups of wine. The first one you bench on, and the second one you make kiddush on. Asks the Gemara, amai, v'nimrnu l'travayu acharakasa. Why do I need two cups of grape juice? Why can't I have one cup of grape juice and make both the berchas hamazon and the kiddush on the same cup of grape juice? Answers of Sheshes, Amar Rav Huna, Amar of Sheshes, Ein Omrim Shtei Kedushas Al Kos Echad, that we don't make two brachas on one cup of wine. My time, says the Gemara. Why is that the case? Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Lefisha Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Because we don't want to say two brachos on the same cup of wine. Very similar to Rav Yosef Tuvelm's suggestion or his concern. If I were to both bench and say Kiddush on one cup of wine, that would be Chavilos Chavilos. It would be as if I'm bundling mitzvos together. The Gemara says, what happens in a different case? Can I make both Havdalah also on the same cup? And the Gemara over there says that you're allowed to. Why? Because Havdalah and Kiddush are actually the same inyan. They're the same concept. And when it comes to the same concept, you are allowed to make them both on one cup of wine. But Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush, which are two totally separate things, one is because of a meal I'm eating, one is because Shabbos is coming, that you can't bundle together, and therefore the Gemara employs this concept of Chavilos Chavilos. Tosos simply borrows from that. Our Tosos, when it comes to Chavilos Chavilos, our Tosos says, remember, Yosef Tuvelin says, the reason why you don't make a Bori Pre Adama on Karpas is because that would be Chavilos Chavilos. I'd be making two brachas on Mar then. Alachilas Mar and Bori Pri Adama. Comes along Tosos and says, no. The only time we're concerned about Chavilos Chavilos is on Trei Mili. If it's on two totally separate things, like Birchas HaMazon in Kiddush. But if it's on the same inyan, it's the same exact thing, then we no longer have this concern of Chavilos Chavilos. Now, as I referenced, this is not just a concept of Tosos here. And it's not just a concept that appears by Mar, but it actually appears by a different sugi altogether, and that's the sugi of matzah. Again, we're talking about our Seder plate, and I'm going to come to that at the end. But we're talking about matzah. And the Gemara in Brachos tells us, right, we know, what do most of us do? So most of us at our Seder have the following. We have something where we have three matzahs. We break the middle matzah. That becomes lechem oni. And then, what do? We put away half of that middle matzah, and we put the rest, right, and we use the rest for afikomen. Okay, that's generally the minug, I think, that's done. I'm reposting, for those who seem to have a difficulty, I'm reposting the source sheets in the chat, so you should have it accessible there. Okay? Tosos over there, in Maseches Brachos, says the following. Aval ein lasos hamotzi, vegam al achilas matzah, Mina prusa, dave kaosa mitzos chavilos chavilos. Toso says, on that prusa, on that piece of a matzah, you know what you can do? You cannot make both a hamotzi and alachilas matzah on the same matzah. Why can you not do it on the same matzah? Because of chavilos chavilos. Now that seems straight out of the playbook of Rav Yosef Tuvelin. Rav Yosef Tuvelim is concerned that if I make two brachas on the same thing, that is a violation of Chavilos Chavilos. Comes along Tosfos, and we know Tosfos disagrees with Rav Yosef Tuvelim. Comes along Tosfos and says the following. V'nir Ali, he says, it appears to me. Dahahave bracha shel nanin. Ve'einam nikron Chavilos Chavilos. Says Tosos, this is not Chavilos Chavilos. Why? Because it's Birchas Hanenin. What's Birchas Hanenin? How is Birchas Hanenin any different? Says Tosos, he says, I'm going to bring you a raya. I'm going to bring you a proof that Birchas Hanenin is different. And that is, Deha Akiddush Mivarchin Kiddush Ubirchas Hayayin. The proof is something that you and I do every single Friday night. Every single Friday night, you and I come to Kiddush. And how many brachas do we make on Kiddush? we make two brachas on Kiddush. Bracha number one is we say, right, ala gefen, we say on the wine, and then we say mekadesh haShabbat, we say on Shabbos itself, kedusha sayom, and bori pri haGefen. Says Tosfos, why am I allowed to do that? Isn't that a problem for Rav Yosef Tuvelim, who holds that you can't make two brachas on one thing, and if I do, then it's a violation of chavilos chavilos? Answers Tosfos, no. When it comes to birchas anenin, in combination with a birchas hamitzvah, you're allowed to make them both on the same thing. How do we know that? We know that from the Gemara in Brachos. In the Gemara in Pesachim. As the Gemara in Pesachim, when it spoke to us about Kiddush, said that if there are two inyanim, like benching and like Kiddush, then it's a problem. But if it's two brachos, like a birchas hanenin and a birchas hamitzvah on the same exact thing, then it's not a problem. So Tosfos is consistent. Tosfos holds you're allowed to make the same bracha, two brachas on the same thing. You're allowed to make a birchas hanenin and a birchas hamitzvah on the same exact thing. Tosfos says, my proof from that is Kiddush. Someone texted me that the file is corrupt. I apologize for that. I will email it out after. I'll make sure that Rabbi Shabtai is able to get, although I clicked on it and it opened on mine, so I apologize. Okay? So Tosfos is consistent. Tosfos is consistent in suggesting that I am allowed to make two brachas on one mitzvah, so long as one is the birchas hamitzvah and one is the birchas hashevach. Says Tosfos, that's why you're allowed to make two brachas on the same exact matzah. It's not a violation of chavilos chavilos. It's not a violation of combining mitzvahs and making mitzvahs look like a burden. What's Rav Yosef Tuvelim's going to respond? Remember, Rav Yosef Tuvelim, when it came to Marer, said that I'm not allowed to make two brachas on Marer. I'm not allowed to make May Alachilas Marer and my Bore Pri Adama on one, and that's why I need Karpas all the way earlier in the Seder. How would Rav Yosef Tuvelim answer our Bam Shel Kasha? Again, our Bam Shel Kasha is you and I do it every Friday night. We make a Bore Pri HaGefen, and we make Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos, the sanctity of the day of Shabbos. What would Rav Yosef Tuvelim answer? So the Netziv, in his Haggadah, offers the following suggestion. He says that when we make Kiddush on Friday night, it's not a Birchas Hanenin, it's a Birchas Shevach. We're actually praising Hashem. And therefore, it's not a Birchas Hanenin in a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas HaShevach. And therefore, you can't bring a proof from Kiddush on Friday night, Mr. Tosfos, to my case of Marer, where I want to suggest that you are not allowed to make two brachas on the same thing. So whereas Tosfos wants to equate Marer with matzah, Rav Yosef Tuvelim would say, no, you're apples and oranges. You can't compare the two. Because Tosfos, your proof doesn't apply. It's not a birchas anen. It's a birchas hashevach. And therefore, you can't learn it out to all other birchas hanenin. So let's summarize what we have here. All up until now, we basically discussed one fundamental kasha, and that is, why don't we have the bracha rishona on marer? When you and I come to the Seder, and we're about to eat the marer, all we say is an al achilas marer. We do not say bori pri adama. We quoted Tosfos first, who said that the answer is because it's part of hamotzi. And anything that's dvarim habayim machmas asuda, things that are there because of the suda, you don't have to make a separate bracha rishona. Then Tosfos quotes Rav Yosef Tuvelim. And Rav Yosef Tuvelim says, no, it's because you're not allowed to make two brachas on marer. That would be a violation of chavilos chavilos. And that's why you need karpas all the way earlier on in the Seder to make my bori pri adama, which is going to cover that which I'm going to do later on in the Seder, namely the Marer. Tosfos rejects that. And Tosfos in Pesachim says that's not chavilos chavilos, because chavilos chavilos are only betray mili. It's only if it's two separate things. But making a birchas anenin and a birchas hamitzvah both on Marer, that's not two things. That's one thing. And then we quoted Tosfos in Maseches Brachos. Tosfos in Maseches Brachos tells us that not only am I allowed to make two brachas on Marer, but I'll tell you what else I'm allowed to make two brachas on. and that's my matzah. I'm allowed to make both an al achilas matzah and hamotzi lechem in aret on my matzah. Why isn't that a violation of chavilos chavilos? That's presumably what Rav Yosef Tuvalim would suggest. Answers Tosos, it's not a violation. Why? Because it's birchas hananin. And when it comes to birchas hananin and birchas hamitzvah, it's not a violation of chavilos chavilos. Which makes sense, by the way, conceptually. If the whole rationale of chavilos chavilos is that it appears like it's a burden, what you and I said in English, it's as if I'm killing two birds with one stone. So come on, you're going to tell me that by making a birchas hananin and a birchas hamitzvah on kiddush, on maror, on a motzi, that appears like my mitzvos are a burden? Doesn't really make sense. And so if the whole rationale is that it appears like a burden, wouldn't really apply, or you understand where Tosos is coming from. Now all of that was a setup to what I really want to talk about today, which is our Seder plate. Because on the Gruz Seder plate, that God willing, someone will be able to open the source sheets. I don't know, it opens on my computer. You'll notice that the Gruz source sheet, the Gruz Seder plate, only has two matzahs and not three. Why is it for the Gra that it's enough to have two matzahs and not three? Says the Vilna Gaon, Misudaros Shnei Matzos. In the Maisa Rav, when it talks about the Vilna Gaon Seder plate, it says you only need two matzahs. And says the Gra and the Bir Agra, I'll tell you why. He quotes our entire sugya. He quotes the Gemara in Lamed Tesa, Med Aleph, and Maseches Brachos. He quotes the Gemara in Pesachim on Kuf Tes Vav Amen Aleph. He quotes all of our sugyas. And then what does he say? So again, God willing, when you see the source sheets, what does he say? At the end of his Bir Agra, he says the following. Umivarech hamotzi v'al achilas matzah al haprusa. You both say hamotzi and al achilas matzah on the exact same matzahs. And then you break them. Now you should be jumping out of your chairs right now, anyone who's been listening. Why? Because the Gra just dropped a bombshell chiddush on us. The Gra just told us that you're allowed to make two brachas on the same exact thing. You're allowed to make both an al achilas matzah and a hamotzi lechem in aret on my matzah. Who does that sound an awful lot like? Is that Rav Yosef Tuvalim, or is that Tosos? That's right out of Tosos' playbook. Tosos himself, who says that I'm allowed to make two brachas on the same thing. And then the Gra, even he expands it, he describes it, he says it explicitly for us. He says, "V'lo havi keosim mitzvos chavilos chavilos." Don't think that by me making two brachas on the same thing, I'm violating this prohibition of chavilos, chavilos, whether it's deraisa, derabana, we can debate that another time. Why? Kevan de brachosu. Because all these are brachos. Kemasha kasav tosos, dibra maschil kol. And he says, as Tosos in Maseches Brachos tells us explicitly. Wow. This is the Gra. Our entire sugya of mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos, plays indirectly how the Gra structured his Seder plate. According to the Gra, unlike us, who have three matzahs at our Seder, the Gra's Seder plate only has two matzahs at her Seder plate. Says the Gra, you're allowed to make two brachas on those same matzahs. One, al achilas matzah, and two, hamotzi lechem in aretz. Isn't that a violation of chavilos, chavilos? Says the Gra, no, because this is explicitly out of Tosos. Tosos himself, in his debate with Rav Yosef Tuvalim, debated this very notion, where Rav Yosef Tuvalim came along and said that saying two brachos on the same thing is a violation of chavilos chavilos. That's why we don't make a borei pri adama on our maror. But came along Tosos and says, no, that's only when it's two different in yanim, like benching in Kiddush, which was the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim on Daf Kuf Beis. But if it's the same inyan, it's the same mitzvah, I'm just making a Birchas Hashev, a Birchas Hananin and a Birchas HaMitzvah, that's not a violation of Chavilos Chavilos. The Gra plucks that Machlokas And he says, based on Shitas Tosfos, what do we see? You don't need three matzahs. It's enough to have two matzahs. And I can both do al achilas matzah and hamotzi lechem min aretz on those very same matzahs. And so what you have here, again, last week we did the Seder plate of the Ramah. And the Seder plate of the Ramah was based on this, what I'll call a Shas topic of Ein Mavirin al mitzvos. This week we saw the Seder plate of the Vilna Gaon, which is based on another Shas topic. And that's the Shas topic of Ein Osin mitzvos, chavilos, that we try not to bundle together two mitzvos together. We learned the sugya of Rav Yosef Tuv Elam, the dispute, the machlokes, I should say, between Rav Yosef Tuv Elam on the one hand and Tosfos on the other hand, about whether or not saying two brachas on the same thing is a violation of this principle of mitzvos chavilos. Rav Yosef Tuv Elam feels yes, Tosfos feels no. And the Gra in his Seder plate plucks that machlokas and says, if I'm allowed to say two brachas on the same thing, then two matzahs is enough. In the source sheets, I quote for you a third Seder plate, and that is the Seder plate of the Arizal. And the Seder plate of the Arizal is based on something totally different. I don't fully understand it. I brought it for you here just so you see the gamut of Seder plates that you might see at your Seder table. But the Arizal Seder plate is based off of the Sfiros, the three matzahs on top representing Chachma, Bina, and Das, Gevura, Chesed, Tiferes, Ho, Netzach, Yesod, and ultimately the Seder plate is Malchus. I quote it here from you. I'm happy to send it to anyone online, an explanation of how each one of those represent that Kabbalistic concept. But again, I brought it for you here to show you how the Seder plate that you and I have, they're not generic. There's no one-size-fits-all Seder plate. Different Seder plates are structured differently. And the reason why they're structured differently is specifically because different Rishonim or Achronim approach the Seder plate in different ways. They were viewing it from different sugyas. If you were the Ramah, your primary concern was Ein Mavirin al Mitzvos, that was the categoric principle that I could not violate, and therefore I had to structure my Seder plate in that way. You come to this week, you see the Vilna Gaon. He structured his Seder plate with a different calculation in mind. The number of matzahs dictated off of this sugya of Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. And ultimately the Arizal, who base everything on the Kabbalah of the 10 spheres. I'll leave you with the following idea, and then I'll turn it over to Rav Khan, because obviously that's why we're all here. But the following idea. This principle of Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, that as the Rashbam told us, Demichsi Aleh Kamasoi, that Mitzvos shouldn't appear to us as a burden. This idea, if you looked in the Tosos and Moed Katan, which he formulates a little bit differently, Sheyehi Liboy Panu LeMitzvah Achas, which means that you have to have concentration when you do mitzvos. Whether you hold like Rav Yosef Tuv Elam, whether you hold like Tosfos, we should understand the underlying principle behind this, which is that when you and I are doing a mitzvah, it's important to remember that we are osik, we're involved in Tzarchei Shamayim, we're involved in Avodas Hashem. We're literally doing something that God asks, Atzivu Eva Kadosh Baruch Hu. That should be for us the greatest joy, the greatest privilege in the world. And to try to bundle them together, to rush through our mitzvos, to simply check it off in a box because we're doing it by rote and we're doing it in a mechanical fashion, that is the inappropriate way to fulfill mitzvos. You and I are supposed to fulfill mitzvos with an excitement, with an enthusiasm, with a joy. And the way you savor a glass of wine is the way you and I are supposed to savor the performance of mitzvos. If we do that, Mirtz Hashem, this year, not only will coronavirus be gone, but please God, Be'ezras Hashem, we will also be in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, for this year's Pesach, bringing the Korban Pesach, celebrating Pesach the way it was supposed to be celebrated. Okay, I will now unmute, if I could find Rav Khan here. I'm going to unmute Rabbi Shabtai, and I don't see Rav Khan here. Rabbi Shabtai, are you on?
I'm here, Shalom Aleichem.
How are you? Is Rav Khan on yet? I don't...